Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I want to change gears here to Atlanta United. Jason Longshore is joining me here on the WaitFor.com hotline. 4-0 losers to NYCFC. Jason, I need you to tell me what's going on. What gives, man? What happened?
You're asking me to explain
come
that
on,
one?
Man. What's going on? 4-0? That's man. Crazy. I can't remember anything
can't happen.
That's the worst loss that I can remember.
It can't happen. It's one of those things where when we start talking about a team that's struggling and dealing with confidence, these are all real issues. And I think it's showing up in different ways with this team. But even when you're battling that, even when you're missing some people like this one, even when you're on the road and you start really well, things don't go your way, the game turns against you. These are things that happen in a season. These are things that happen in games. This is a really similar situation to what we saw with the U.S. men's national team on Tuesday night. The game gets to 2-0. You got to lock it down. You got a boxer gets rocked. You got to hold on to the ropes. You got to hold on to the opponent. You got to do whatever it takes to get your bearings back about you, get your legs back under you, and regroup. You can't, when it gets to 2-0, let it get to 3 and let it get to 4. You cannot do that. And the fact that this happened is a huge issue. And I think you heard it from Ronnie Dialo, as frustrated as I've ever heard a manager, and being in the room with him, you could feel it. You could see it on his face. Yeah, I feel for him because that's not on him. You know, you give up 3 goals to start the second half, and these are professional players. They've been around the block. They understand in those moments when the game is getting away from you, how to hold on for a minute, how to slow the game down for a minute, how not to let it get completely out of reach. And they didn't. And it's an extremely frustrating way to start the second half of the season.
Yeah. And look, I mean, this is a game where I feel like you had multiple opportunities to score early and you don't take advantage of
you
that.
Did.
But then you let one goal beat you, you know, because it seemed like they just weren't the same team after they allowed that goal.
Yeah, it's a little hard to say because you had the halftime break in the middle of it. I think what's frustrating about this one, and, you know, I always hear the comments about you can't talk about referees when you give up 4. Well, if you go up 1-0 on what should have been a penalty, in my opinion, then it's a different game. Goals change games. It's a fact. You know, like the idea of game state is a very important thing. And you're right. You had other opportunities. You hit the crossbar with one. You had one that you put in the back of the net that was extremely narrowly offside. You had opportunities. And, you know, one of them is taken away from you by, I think, a bad decision. It was recommended for review by the video assistant referee. The referee stuck with his on-field decision, which is pretty rare. That doesn't happen all that often when it's sent down for review. When you don't get those things to go your way and then you make one mistake and get punished, yeah, it's extremely frustrating, but you can't let the game get away from you there. And it's not so much that to me, because again, that was very late in the half. You got to halftime. It's 1-0. You start the second half. You give up the second goal, which is a good goal from New York City. It's off of a throw-in. crossed in. Bakrar puts it off the underside of the crossbar. There's nothing Brad Kazan can do. It's a really good shot. You have to stop the bleeding there. You have to stop the game there and not let it get away from you. That's the frustrating element for me. It's not even about the opportunities to score in the first half. It's not about the first goal for me, which is, yeah, it's a big mistake from Brooks Lennon that you can't make. But these are human beings. They're going to make mistakes. It's the fact that it gets to 2-0 and you can't hold on at that point, and the game is gone in 5 minutes. You know, if it's 2-0 in the 50th minute or so, I don't have the stat sheet in front of me. If it's 2-0 at that point, you hold on, you regroup. Even if it takes you 15, 20 minutes to regroup, okay, then you go for it at the end of the game. But the game's over 5 minutes later, and you can't let that happen.
Yeah. You give up a goal in the 55th minute, you give up another goal in the 57th minute, and then another goal in the 59th minute.
The next two goals in 4 minutes after giving up the second. That's
insane.
That's inexcusable.
And it's just snowballs. And it seems like that's just kind of the story with this team this year. I mean, they just look bad. They've looked very, very bad at times. And their bad has just been extremely bad. Like what we saw with Philadelphia Union earlier this season, and where you're playing up a man and you get outshot. You get out-hustled. And it was just something where, and I don't like criticizing professional athletes for hustle, but it's like that's just the
I'm gonna hold that one, Garrett. I'm gonna hold that real quick because I think that is a very slippery slope,
yeah.
And I completely and utterly do disagree when we start throwing lack of hustle around because I don't think it's hustle. I don't think it's about running and working. That's not the issue of this team, and that's not the issue at this level. It's never about that because. Trust me, I was on the plane with these guys coming back to Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Nobody enjoyed the evening. You know, nobody was fresh as a daisy and just chilling and like it didn't matter. That's not the case with this team. You look at all the numbers all season long and the amount of work that they're putting in, you can track how many miles they're running. It's top 10 in the league. You look at sprints, you look at intensive runs, it's top 10 in the league. You know, you've got guys who are among the league leaders in that. So it's not about hustle and work.
Yeah.
It's about composure and urgency at times. And these are two different things.
Mm.
It's about the moments where you have to make the decision that I actually don't need to be running around like a lunatic here. I need to keep my position. I need to be impossible to beat at the moment. That means sitting with five deep and three more deep across the front for 5-10 minutes to hold on and get the game back right. That's what you do. Sometimes it's about less running, but then in the moments where you do have to close somebody down, it's about the urgency in that moment. And these are things that I think come up when you're dealing with frustration and you're dealing with confidence.
Yeah.
When the urgency issue comes up to me, it does come down sometimes to decision-making and how quick you make a decision. And you can speak to this. I can speak to this from just our personal lives and our work lives. You know, when you're not confident, usually you're not making your decision as fast as you'd like to. And when you don't make your decision to step out or to close somebody down or to make a pass or to make a clearance in the right moment and you're half second late, that can be the difference at this level. That can decide a match. I really think it comes down to those kinds of moments more than just a pure hustle issue. It's not that. It's not that simple. It's more about the mental side of the game and how that affects the physical side at times. And I think it's composure in a lot of ways. And when you're struggling, it's hard to keep your composure in the moments that you need to. It's hard to make the right decisions.
Yeah, and I want to be clear that I was not criticizing their lack of hustle. I just want to be very clear that I wasn't trying to do
that. It's one that gets thrown around. Yeah,
I'm
with
you.
It's just one that gets thrown around, and I know how people can take something and run with it. It's not that, because I've seen that out there in the discourse. And look, I know that's the easy thing to throw at guys, and that's the easy thing to say, that they don't want it bad enough. And I mean, you know, we can throw all the cliches out there that get said, usually to kids when they're playing the game.
Exactly.
These are not kids. It's not that. It's a different set of issues that are there. And, you know, it's something that's got to change. And I really come back to that composure and that confidence side. And when you're a team that's been struggling with confidence and you have exactly what you talked about in the first half, where you have those opportunities to put a goal in and go on the lead in the road, and you thought you did, and it's taken away from you, and you thought you had a penalty, and it's taken away from you, and you're close, but you can't score. When you don't score over that period of time, the confidence at times will go up when you're getting the chances, and then it'll crash, and it'll especially crash when you concede the other way against the run of play.
Yeah.
And then it showed on the other side of halftime. The reaction to it on the other side of halftime is the upsetting part for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and ultimately, it just you lose 4-0, and that's all there is to it. And yeah. I want to talk a little bit quickly before we change gears here. The upcoming slate of games. I mean, you got Columbus, and then it's Inter Miami. I mean, it's a brutal stretch here. All of these games are coming on the road. What do you make of this stretch, and do you think that this team can get out of a hole that it's dug itself?
It's a league where if you can get a win in Columbus, which is a very good team, that's not going to be easy. That's going to be extremely difficult. Same with Miami. You get a win, then look, that confidence starts to flip and things start to change, and you see this team look differently. I think right now this is a two up and down team in terms of confidence and momentum. It's too wild. The swings are too wild, either up or down. And that can't happen. And that's gotta get corrected. Columbus is going to be difficult. We'll see about Miami because that game could get moved if they get out of the group stage of the Club World Cup. They're scoreless at halftime and extremely fortunate to be scoreless at halftime. All the bad luck that Atlanta United's had this season, I think Miami found the good side of it because they should be down at least 3-0. It's crazy. But if they get out of the group stage, then that game will get moved because they'll go into a knockout game in Club World Cup. Then it's two more on the road before you get back home after Club World Cup. Not going to be easy. Even going to D.C., going to Toronto, those are not going to be easy games for this team right now.
Jason Longshore joining me here on the Wade4.com hotline, talking all things Atlanta United. And also, I want to talk a little bit of other soccer that's good, some international soccer that we've been seeing. I mean, I want to talk specifically about Team USA. We got just under 365 days before the World Cup comes to our shores next summer. And I'm not very happy with what I've seen from Team USA. You know, I mean, going back to what we saw when they were here in Atlanta, they lost 1-0 to Panama. They've lost to Canada 2-1. Then they lose to Turkey the last time out, and then 4-0 to Switzerland. They've lost four matches in a row, Jason. Is this a team that's ready to make a run in this World Cup? And then what do you make of what's coming up with the Gold Cup?
Right now, no, they're not. That can flip, especially when you have your first team available, and right now you don't. I know a lot of conversation about Christian Pulisic, and that's a red herring to me. That has nothing to do with, again, it's the same thing that we just talked about with Atlanta United. You know, the game starts to get away from you early against a very good Switzerland team. You got to have those moments where you hold on. You don't let it get away from you. You get really boring for a while, and you defend, and you do what you have to do to keep the game within sight. And this group didn't do that. Now, I think the conversation around everything is not helping at the moment. I think it is a distraction. I want to see how this group reacts in the Gold Cup, where you're going into games, I think, against Turkey and against Switzerland. Against Switzerland, it's in the United States, maybe it's a toss-up game, but this is a really good Swiss team, and they showed it. Turkey, maybe a little bit of a 50-50 kind of game, and it doesn't go your way after a really good start where Jack McGlynn gets a good goal. I want to see in the Gold Cup where you're going to be favored against Trinidad and Tobago, you're going to be favored against Saudi Arabia, you're going to be favored against Haiti, but none of those are easy games either.
Yeah,
they're all games where you should win, but they're games that you can lose. I want to see how this team handles the pressure, and we see the ebbs and flows of a national team especially, and you know, talking about the wild swings up and down for Atlanta United, I think the swings can be even wilder with a national team because you're not together all that often, and it feels like there's not a lot of continuity because there really isn't. Right now, you're getting some continuity with a group that's had two results that have been poor, and now you're going into a tournament where you're going to play three games no matter what. Can you show improvement? Can you show this group coming together, and can a couple of players step up and become leaders within the group? I think you're going to need to see some of that for Mauricio Pochettino and this team right now, because the Gold Cup now has more pressure than it did at the beginning of the summer.
Yeah. Who are the leaders on this team? Just honest question.
I don't know. I have no idea. Like, I think a lot of your leaders right now aren't in the team. I think Tyler Adams can
be. What's going on? But why? Where are they? What are they doing?
Well, they have jobs, like playing in the Club World Cup, and they can't miss that. They have injuries. And look, I know this is going to be a Christian Pulisic conversation that happens a lot. And I think it's extremely unfair, some of the things that have been said about Christian Pulisic from players who have been in that situation before. Landon Donovan took a sabbatical. And Landon Donovan's been one of the more outspoken people against Christian Pulisic doing it. Landon Donovan was worn down physically and mentally. He didn't have a chronic hip issue like Christian Pulisic does. And he didn't play 50-plus games over the last 2 years in Europe like Christian Pulisic has. Christian Pulisic wasn't going to make the difference with this team this summer anyway, because Weston McKennie and Tim Weah are with Juventus at the Club World Cup, which they have to be. Mm-hmm. Gio Reyna is with Borussia Dortmund at the Club World Cup, which he has to be. You've got other guys who are injured, like Anthony Robinson. This wasn't going to be a first-choice group no matter what. And for Christian Pulisic to have the summer off, I think it's a good thing for him personally. And if I'm going to have him making a difference, I'd rather have it be next summer than this summer. You know, that's just facts. And I think it's become too much of a conversation and too much of a blame conversation about him, because, you know, people have said, I've heard this in some of the discourse about it, that, oh, this just doesn't happen in other countries. Literally, Robert Lewandowski did the exact same thing in this current window for Poland. And the coach at the time stripped the captaincy from him to try to make a point. Well, the coach lost his job a couple days later, was forced out. This does happen. You have players, and we can't do the thing where we get mad at players for trying to take time off and rest when they get the opportunities to, and having to prioritize. And then in the other side of the conversation, talk about how the players are playing more games than ever before, and how do their bodies hold up? Well, this is how they have to prioritize. And if I'm Christian Pulisic, and I'm honestly his agent, and if I'm U.S. Soccer, I'm prioritizing the World Cup next summer, and I'm prioritizing his club season this year, because it's going to be a long one for Milan, who has to get back into the Champions League. They have to have a good season. He's got a new manager that is coming in that he's got to impress. That's more important right now than a Gold Cup, where you're already going to be missing four or five key players on top of him being there or not. So it's a frustrating situation, sure, but it's a realistic situation, in my opinion, for what's best for the overall group in the long run, and what's best for Christian Pulisic in the long run.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, this is a team that needs to be ready to go next summer. I'd love to get up.
It's about next summer.
It's all about next summer. That is the thing. There's nothing else that matters for this country in terms of soccer, in my opinion.
The thing with the national team that at times we lose sight of, for Christian Pulisic and anybody, any of these players, to be in your best form next summer, this summer, and what you do on the field has no bearing on it. None. Zero. Maybe it affects your confidence. Maybe it gives you a good feeling about wearing the badge. Like, sure. But in terms of form, zip. Nothing. Nada. What you do with your club between August and May, and what you do in the moments where you get to come into the national team and play some friendlies, not competitive games, that's going to get you into the World Cup in the best spot, in the best form, and in the best headspace, and hopefully in the best physical space. That's what's important. This summer is not as important as some people are making it out to be.
Well, Jason, we got one more year before the World Cup is here. I can't wait, and I know you can't either. Thanks again. Always an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Anytime.
All right, buddy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.